before they come and find you. Grow up till you're taught to fight back.
Hey, hey, Tutu. My name's Julian Taylor, and you are listening to The Jukebox. That is a song from the album Dual Reality, which came out.
Ducks Unlimited Canada works with landowners and other conservation-minded partners to improve outcomes for communities and wildlife. Supporting vital ecosystems which contribute to water quality and quantity, soil health, support agriculture and economy, mitigate severe weather events, and provide opportunities for recreational access to nature. Together, we are unlimited. Learn more about programs and partnerships at ducks.ca.
CKUW 95.9, Winnipeg.
You're listening to Engage, a presentation of the University of Winnipeg Students Association, where your student union updates you on events, activities, and student issues.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to UWSA Engage. It's been a while. We're back in winter term 2026, and we took a break. So that's why you haven't seen a bunch of episodes lined up. But you know what? We didn't want any guests today because the guests are us itself. We have the UWSA execs in today. If you want to take a moment to introduce... We'll take a moment to introduce ourselves, I guess. I'll start off. I am Alan Sajikoshi. I am the UWSA president for the academic year, which is almost coming to an end. And I'll bounce it off to Harleen, because she's sitting right in front of me, and I'll let Omega finish it off.
You said last time.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. So we switch it up? No, I just wanted Omega to finish it off with the bang.
It's fine. And, it's fine. I'm just joking. Okay. But yeah, what's up, UW? This is Harleen. Speaking from CKUW, it was just an informal introduction, but yes, I'm your Vice President for Student Affairs, and we will be ending this term like in 3 months, I guess, because the first 9 months are just gone, and it has been a, hectic, fun, like a drive which got us crazy and also gave us memories. So this is how it has been since the last 9 months. I'll hop it on to Omega.
Hi. Thank you, Harleen. And I'm Omega, and I'm serving as the Vice President of External Affairs currently. Super honored to have been part of this team, the execs team. We've worked really hard past months. It's been, again, well, as Harleen puts it, crazy, but it's been a ride, definitely. Yeah. A lot of work, a lot of hours put into it, a lot of passion, a lot of fuel, and, you know, the campus culture and everything is evident to that, and I'm nothing but happy and so excited for upcoming winter and rest of the term. But yeah, there's a lot of cool things happening, and I'm so happy to be back here and talking about everything. Yeah.
So very well put. We are all excited, but I want to combine what Omega said and what Harleen said all together. It's been a ride, and it's been kind of wild. It has given us headaches at times, and it also has given us stimulation in our brain to do good in the best ways that we can. We know, and we do that every day. We put everything on the table every day, and this time, we just, as you settle, all of these students and community that is listening to this radio show at the moment, we just wanted to hop onto CKW back again and share what we have been working on, what's coming up, and most importantly, to let you know that we are here to support you, to listen to you, and to just be present on campus as the elected representatives that we are, which... all credit to the membership that we have, and we are grateful to have. So that leads up to what we have been doing and what we are planning, and how are things going. So I'll hop it on to Omega this time to talk about some of the things that are going on and she's passionate about, and as a team we are going towards.
Yeah, when you really think about it, 3 months is not a long time, especially during such a busy times, because we don't even have reading. Well, reading week still coming up. There's still a lot of things. You're probably just catching up on your syllabus right now.
I don't believe in reading week anymore.
No. Yeah, it's you have a complicated relationship with it sometimes. But, you know, it can be a good reset period, too. But we're not that far through the term, but January is already almost end of it. There's a lot of activity already happening on campus. Currently, there's Bell Let's Talk going on, where you will get access to a lot of resources that you need to, you know, push it through the term and survive the term. Winters can be really, really harsh. Seasonal depression, make sure you're taking your vitamin D's, make sure you're outside and try and get time outside, because it's very easy to just sit under your blanket and stay home. That's why I wanted to highlight, you know, mental health is so important, especially around this time of the year in winter, and it's just the term in itself when you're end of the year. Some of you might be graduating next year, so it can be a very hectic time. So please take time to take care of that among everything, and Bell Let's Talk is the program to remind you to do just that, which is happening right now.
Talking about Bell Let's program, there is a campaign that you've been putting ahead, and all of us really are excited to see it through.
Yep.
You want to talk about that now?
Yeah, no, I'm super...
I'll kind of lead it up, I guess. You know, there's still details coming up, but yeah.
I appreciate that. There's... it's, you know, one of the big things that we're very passionate about, because our executive team, we lead by care, and, you know, mental health has been one of the biggest thing among every conversation that we've had, among so many issues that we face as students every day, and that has always been the center of a lot of things that we do. So highlighting that, I was able to, you know, prioritize significant amount of time on this special issue, and our team, we were able to secure some funding to support a campaigning too. So we're planning something for March. So March, we're going to launch the mental health campaign for the whole month of March. We're going to have bunch of programmings almost every day, from, you know, informative sessions to events designed to, you know, cater to your minds, and a lot of coffee available at the library, and study sessions to help you focus and navigate that time of finals more appropriately, and also connect you to resources too, and give you some vital skills and emotional regulation, and just managing and surviving school, and also maybe other things that just, you know, makes existing happy in this campus, and sharing joy and connecting, which brings me to our final Winter Connect, which will be the announcement of the mental health campaign too. I'll let you talk a little bit more about the Connect, the thing that we did so far. But the week of February 14th, which is the little Valentine's Day themed, we're going to have a lot of connection-related events. So we're hoping, we're cooking up something. We're going to have some events.
We'll have things for you.
Yeah. So Thursday, 12 to 3 around afternoon, we're hoping to have our final Winter Connect, and we want to connect with you for that Winter Connect. Alan, please tell more about that.
So throughout this term, we have had multiple connects, and one of the things that is so important to this team is the fact that we want to connect with everybody that we associate with on this campus, the community that we have, and that led us to Summer Connect, and that led us to Fall Connect, and the final edition before we wrap up this election term, I guess, academic term, I don't know exactly how to put it, is going to be Winter Connect, which is going to be planned on... You forgot to mention which Thursday. So it's not this Thursday, which is technically tomorrow at the time that we are recording. It's going to be February 12th a Thursday, and details are going to come up. It's going to be on our socials. But it's a moment for us to kind of stop and connect and talk to everybody, because as we have mentioned early on, this can be a wild ride. Things can be happening fast, and sometimes we don't stop for a second, and I feel like Winter Connect would be the final edition of all the connects, which could again happen every year. But for our team, this would be the final edition of the Connect series, where we take a moment to connect with the people that have put us where we are. have elected to us to this position and has enabled us to work so hard and put our heart and soul into it. Yeah. And I'm excited for that, which makes me also think about this other event that's being in the works that Harleen has been so passionately running around every day for it. I even ran around and shot a video for it, which was funny. Nearly slipped, also bumped into a student. No. I'm sorry to that student. Harleen, do you have more details about Sports Day?
Several details about that. So planning, basically, we were thinking of doing this event from the last year since I was a board of director with the and athletics director the last term, but due to some unforeseen reasons, we were not able to pull it off. Then when I came into this role, and I was like, what the heck? I want to do this.
Yeah.
Like, why not? So I was planning this since my term started, and I'm with God's grace, we're here today, and it is happening on January 27th and 28th. This is a two-day long event, so both days have different activities planned onto it. One day has like a relay race, track races, and basketball. Another one has volleyball, soccer, and three-legged. Like, we kept a bit of an element into it by putting tug of war.
Three-legged race.
And like, we wanted to make it compartmentalized in a way so that everyone can enjoy, even if you're not a sport freak or an athletic person. I know everyone has choices, but that's completely okay. There are some fun aspects to it. You can always come up and join. Mm-hmm. We are, three of us are planning to do something, maybe a soccer team. I don't know. Like, we should plan something. But it's just, I really hope that people show up, and we have a good response, to be very honest. And we had shot some videos already. One is already posted on our Instagram. We collaborated with U of W Runs. I would like to give a shout out to them. Eliza is the one who shot our videos. And she did an amazing job, and I'll really appreciate that. And other than that, please sign up. The link is still up on our website and on Instagram page through Linktree. That is in our bio. Other than that, if you have any questions regarding Sports Day or what to wear, what to do, and just in case a little thing that might push you to come is, we would have refreshments, and there will be medals and trophies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
if there's any left for you, because I will be winning.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I challenge
you
Alan.
Folks,
we should challenge Alan.
We want to make Omega win or lose. It's up to you guys.
Okay. Listen, if y'all are not showing up, then somebody's got to take the trophy.
Wow, okay. So are you saying, what are you going to beat me in?
Well,
I guess in tug of war.
let's do tug of war.
You know what? You're
is it gonna be 1v2? Okay, fine. Let's do it. But, yeah.
I hope I'm a little disappointed because I was hoping for a sack race.
A sack race?
Oh, shoot.
Okay, you know what? Okay, fine. Let's
that.
Do sack race. Oh, three-legged race.
We can add a sack race to it. Yeah. I don't mind doing it. Yeah. We have the track books. We can win.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
Absolutely.
There'll be plenty of talent. So again, take a break from all the books and just, you know, this is a moment for you to join us in friendly competition. Can be unfriendly competition. I'm gonna advertise
it's
friendly
chill,
competition. It's a chill event.
Yeah.
And
just
kind
come
of
chill and do sports.
Exactly. Yeah. Enjoy the campus spirit. And what's better than having fun with your friends and playing games and reliving your childhood?
Because
university can bring a lot of adulthood into your life, and that can be very stressful.
So chaotic.
I wasn't ready.
None of us are. Nobody ever is. And another thing, we talk about events and things like that, but one of the things that led us to this position was UWSA elections, which is actually happening pretty much next week with nominations start next week.
Yeah.
How do we feel about that?
I think so. The team is in like set mode, and everyone is getting ready for elections because it is a hectic time for just not for us, but also the entire team at UWSA. So they are getting set it up. I think so. It's the pre-planning process right now, and next week I will be all into it. So
it's very inspiring to see what our time in this role has done to the general spirit too. There's a lot of interest from other students to be part of the leadership, and that's really cool thing to see, because we gotta pass the torch to you know, yeah, and yep. it's really tough, you know, like it's a very short term to absorb and learn and, you know, get a lot of things done. And I honestly was blessed with the best team to be able to be so efficient, who worked day and night as promised to get a lot of things done. And you know, and maybe we did set the bar too high.
I think we put
everything on the line. That's the thing. We put everything on the line, and I want to echo that statement of, yeah, I'm proud of the team that that is here today. This team, you know, supported each other. Every one of us showed up for each other. Yep. Whether it's, you know, one of the, you know, whether it's boring committee meetings at times or those long days. And you know, I don't want to call any committee boring, so I'm not going to say what or anything. But it can be long. Days can be long. Months, weeks can be intense. Topics that we deal with can be intense, and we held each other. And I couldn't be more any more proud of this team more than what I am. And I'm just very happy to have this kind of support. And I think that's what kind of motivates me for the next election process, and mm-hmm. whoever, you know, wins the elections and shares that same message. I hope they receive the same support as I did in this term, because I couldn't have asked for a better team.
That is true for like all of us, I guess. Yeah. We have been a strong team at some point. To be very honest to the people who are listening, at first when I came up, because these two were like buddies, I would say, like they ran the elections in a slate and I was the one from a different slate. But I can say for a fact that these two are one of the most amazing people that I have met in my life, and they're pretty chill. They are cool people. You guys should know that for a fact.
I kind of think I'm boring at times, but okay, thank you. That's very kind.
I think it's one thing that, like, we all came together for a very same reason, and we were ready to put it all in. And I think that's what really made us click, because we were just like, no, I'm showing up. No, I'm taking it. It's okay. We're going to do this. And that has been very, like, very transformative in everything. And I think, which also brings me to, you know, as if you're listening right now, what's next for you? One of the things that I would like to encourage everyone is, when we were running, I do believe we've had opportunity to have a lot of conversation around with the past leadership at the time, to talk a little bit about the organization, understand how it works, and if that's in alignment with your personal interest, and if you have what it takes to, you know, sustain yourself in the role. So I really do encourage, you know, Alan is always like talky, very open to chat. We have you are very open. We are available. Herlene is always running around campus. We have office hours for you to just come by and chat with us. We're very open with our Instagram accounts too. Yes. So we're very accessible through that. Please reach out. You know, talk to us, bring us to the side, ask us questions about what it is. And if you're interested, like, let us know and we can give you more information to tell you what the role brings, and we can dig deep in our experience.
We just really want to encourage more people to, like, apply for the positions, because from the last couple of years since I have been in the university, the one thing that is lacking is engagement for people. And then sometimes we question people who got elected, but there was no competition, or sometimes there was not enough representation or not enough options. So it is just, you are the one who can make the change. If you think you want to make the change, step into the leadership positions and try to do things which can make the campus experience more better for most of the student population, and bring those ideas in, guys. It's not just, you don't have to be scared or like be like, because I know for a fact when we think about going public in elections, it is hard. It is intimidating. But let that fear like aside, and put yourself out there and go for it. Personally, as Omega said, we all are open for questions. If you want to know how the organization runs and what are the functions, what to expect if you get elected, so please come to us. We're all open for it.
And to kind of wrap up that whole section, we ran for this because we really cared a lot about the campus, the mm-hmm. students that we were interacting with, and we wanted to represent and bring those ideas mm-hmm. forward. And this whole process, sometimes very intense, has given us experience that has really, you know, helped us understand who we are. Mm-hmm. And correct me if I'm wrong, but it has helped us understand what our strengths are, what our weaknesses are, yeah. and where we True. Can improve and step forward. Mm-hmm. And that's an important thing, to understand your strengths and limitation and to grow from that. So this opportunity to represent your students in any sort of leadership positions, whether it's here or whether it's any sort of other organizations, take that opportunity, because mm-hmm. it'll teach you a lot. Mm-hmm. And yes, it can be intense. So talk to us to understand yeah. how the day-to-day goes. How did we manage school with that? Did we really manage school with that?
That's a separate question.
Yeah.
But please come to us, talk to us. Nominations are open starting Monday. And if you ever wanted to lead, or if you really wanted to make a difference on campus, this is your opportunity.
Yep.
So sign up and run. And
yeah, we'll, and even if you're not running, make sure you vote.
Yeah.
Because, well, we live in the world, mm-hmm. right, the current state of the world. Like, we know how voting right people really does matter. And, yes. you know, because it's your, you know, it's we all are responsible to create campus that's safe and thriving. And we have a little bit of agency in that. And that comes through mm-hmm. our membership. And it's important that you align with leaders that you elect to. So just be mindful for yourself, too. And because our voting numbers are not necessarily as engaging either. So hopefully we'll have more engagement this year on that front. But I could be nothing but proud of the team. So looking forward for rest of the winter. There's lots of things happening. Is there anything that you have on top of your mind that we've not covered?
I was just thinking about it. We talked about elections. We talked about all these things. But let's talk about we talked about sports, but we all did not talk about university athletics, which is the Westman. Mm-hmm. So a couple mm-hmm. of things that are coming up, which is probably going to get announced in the next week, is that the Bisons, big Duckworth Challenge, which is us fighting against the Bisons. It's going to happen January 29 and 31. So January 29 is going to be the basketball games, and then mm-hmm. the 31st is going to be volleyball. And we are going to be renting a bus from campus, going all the way to their arena, and then going to cheer for our team. Mm-hmm. So if you are interested, registrations and further details are going to come and by end of this week or next week. Mm-hmm. I hope to see a lot of people there. We have about 200 tickets reserved for us. And they really do a good job at times at coming to our arena and showing up for their team and
to
support. We should do the same. We should go there because they put their sweat and tears on that court for us to represent our university, and we should do our best in showing up.
Yeah.
So that's something. And there's going to be pizza. If that motivates,
but
there is going to be
pizza.
It's
always fun also.
Yes, it's always fun.
It's too fun too.
Yes,
yeah.
It's
Watch
actually,
them connect,
yeah. I have, I think I did the, went for a similar bus ride 2 years ago. It was one of the best experiences.
Yeah.
You go to, I don't know the name of the U of M's arena. I don't know. But the Bison's court. Let's just call it that.
Is it the basketball one?
Yeah.
It's just in the gym.
Yeah,
where the gym
I don't know what the
it's
usually a title, but let's not get hung up on that.
Oh yeah.
But whatever it is, we are going to go there and defeat them, and let's. I'm in full support and faithful of my team. Okay, Westman are going to do this, so that's happening. Go Westman.
Yeah.
And that's going to be coming very soon. Please feel free to reach out if you want more details.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. Anything else that's coming to your mind?
Well, on top of everything, I really want to highlight that there's so much more happening through student groups. There's
Lori Mela.
There's a Nepali event that's Maghe Sangrati celebration meet and greet, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
There's ACS event that's happening.
There's
hackathon, and there's a lot of things happening across. I can't even remember on top of my head everything.
It's a lot.
And that means that we're just there doing a lot of things, and there's
mm-hmm.
so much to do right now in school. Just so So just like keep an eye out on everything. Follow us on Instagram. Look up on the website. You know, follow all these student groups on their particular Instagram because they update their events too. So just like keep an eye out on all of these events and try and participate as much as you can because, you know, really at the end of the year when you graduate, these friendships, these connections, like a random person you meet at the gym ends up being so transformative. You run an election on a slate and spend a year. You never know what connections bring out.
Yeah.
But you need those moments, those spaces to, you know, for it to foster and develop and nurture. And these could be really, you know, really great time for your experience as a university student. I'm so proud of our, you know, of our community. We have such diversity. We have folks from all across the world just here with so many languages and cultures and really cool stuff. Honestly, I'm so proud to be part of UFW at the end of the day and proud to serve you guys with from UWSA. So. Yeah,
you put it very well. We have a robust, diverse, and engaging community, and oftentimes we should take a few more minutes to appreciate them. Look out for the events that people are passionately putting up. Student groups spending days and weeks organizing events for sometimes particularly no direct incentive. They do it because they think that it's the right thing to do. To engage and to improve and grow their community, and that's impressive. So, as you mentioned, I cannot think of all the events that are happening, but at the same time, keep an eye on our Instagram, keep an eye on our website, keep an eye on the subsequent Instagrams of several student groups and faculty and departments, because they all put in a lot of energy to do right by the students, by the community that they serve, and the passions that they serve. So look out for that. And before we wrap up, we have a few minutes. Do we want to just talk about how we feel about the next 3 months?
I guess we can do that. So I think so. The next 3 months, those are also packed for us. But I'm just, when this term started, winter term, I had one mindset in my mind after those 8 months that I want to enjoy this time.
Yeah.
Like, this is the time because I am graduating this term. So I really want to enjoy whatever is left of this with me and the campus and UWSA. So my approach for this 3 months is just doing the work, but not taking the stress off it.
Yeah.
Because I have been also doing the work before, but also taking a mental toll on myself.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do that. I'm going to focus on, like, what is good for me and also do the work.
Yeah,
I have mentioned that twice.
it's really tough, right? Like, that's what happens about this time. This is when the team, like, burns out, and that's just been a thing. And we did burn out probably in our own ways, and we recovered, but we pushed past it as our TED, our, you know, awesome TED, who guides us on everything. And, oh, my God, TED's amazing. Anyways, as TED put it.
Shout out to TED.
Yeah. As he put it, it's like we collectively increase our threshold to be able to do all of that, and that's why we get to do that. But yeah, have fun.
And enjoy. And we are wrapping up now, but I'm very glad that we did this. This was a session for us execs to come around and kind of sit down, chill, and talk about what has been up to.
Yeah.
And there's exciting things coming forward. Keep an eye out for us on our Instagrams, on our website at theuwsa.ca.
Yeah.
And our personal Instagrams, which I'm not going to say it right now because that's weird. But if you find us, reach out. If you see us in the hallways, say hi.
Yeah.
And we're just extremely happy to be here. So
this
is us signing off from UWSA Engage. Don't ask me the episode number, but we'll keep up with the next. All right.
Bye-bye.
Do you have a bad Monday? Is your apathy catching up with you at work? Do you want to unwind to some blisteringly fast and brutal thrash? Tune into Thrash Can Mondays 5 to 6 p.m. here on CKUW.